The prefect and the secretary of the Congregation for Bishops and Representatives from the Holy See have held a preparatory meeting with the apostolic visitators named by Pope Benedict for the upcoming apostolic visitation to the Church in Ireland. Emma McCarthy has more on the story.
The visitation of the Church in Ireland was first announced last March by Pope Benedict XVI in his pastoral letter to Catholics of that nation in the wake of the horrific revelations of sexual abuse of minors by clergy. A press release was issued by the Irish Bishops' Conference Wednesday after the conclusion of meetings here at the Vatican between bishops charged with carrying out the visitation to the four Metropolitan Archdioceses of Ireland and congregation heads. The visitors are Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor and Sean O'Malley and Archbishops Thomas Collins and Terence Prendergast. Mindful of the tragic abuse of children that has taken place in Ireland, the statement underlines that the visitation is pastoral in nature and is intended to assist the local church on her path of renewal and is a sign of the Holy Father's desire as the successor of Peter to offer his pastoral solicitude to the church in Ireland. The visitors will give particular attention to victims of abuse and their families, but will also meet with and listen to a variety of people, including church authorities, lay faithful, and those involved with the crucial work of safeguarding children. The archbishops of the four major archdioceses, Cardinal Sean Brady of Armagh, Archbishop Dermot Martin of Dublin, Archbishop Dermot Clifford of Cashel and Emly, and Archbishop Michael Neary of Tuam also attended the meetings. The statement concludes that all participants are hopeful that this significant endeavour will be an instrument of purification and healing for the Church in Ireland and help to restore the trust and hope of the faithful there. I'm Emer McCarthy.